Welcome to Finance Made Easy with Karin and Ebi, where we demystify and educate on all aspects of money. Our goal is to make understanding finance easy for you. So today, we are going to be talking about, kind of a hard subject here. We're going to be talking about our current situation we're in right now. I am actually recording this from my basement, and I'm alone. No, Karin. Karin, we miss you. So right now, we are kind of in the midst of this coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. And so we're not able to physically see each other or be together. And really, we wanted to talk with you today about that. And I know many of you are probably, you know, facing challenges in life right now. Basically, with a pandemic, the economy pretty much shut down. You may have lost your job. You may be a business owner that was forced to close down your business. Or maybe you're just working less hours. And so we really just wanted to talk with you today about some of the things that you should be thinking about. You know, maybe you're feeling a little lost right now. And hopefully from a financial aspect, we can give you a little bit of a roadmap or guidance. So if you're kind of in that like tough financial shape right now, maybe some of you haven't lost, you know, a job or lost hours, but there's a lot of unknowns right now. It's a scary time. We are pretty much told to stay at home, stay inside. Eventually things will be opening back up. We all know that, but we don't know when. So people are a little wary right now. We also are coupling that with an immense pullback in the stock market right now, which is also a scary time. Maybe you're close to retirement and it's just really difficult to get a statement in the mail or see where your accounts are at right now. So what we really wanted to talk about today are what some steps that you can take. In a time like this, we tend to feel like we've lost control of our life, and taking some of these steps hopefully are some meaningful ways to give you at least a sense of feeling some of that control getting back. So one thing that you want to do is you want to really look at your budget. You want to look at your spending. You want to see really where that outflow is going. You know what's coming in. For some people, maybe that hasn't changed. For others, maybe that's changed quite drastically. So that at this period in time, we can't change what's coming in. But what we can change is what's going out for expenses. And so I'd really, really urge you to look through your budget or what you're spending and seeing, is there anything that you could cut out right now? Are there things like, I know, you know, I have apps on my phone or iPad that I have to pay for and they're set on auto renewing. And maybe for the time being, you can stop those. Maybe you haven't used them in a few months and that would be an easy way to save some money. They might not be very expensive. You might think, oh, it's only $1, $2, $5. But you know what? Over time, over the months, those really add up. And if you have more than one, you can start saving some significant funds that way. Maybe you also have some other different subscription plans, whether it's newspapers or magazines, or even some of those like box subscription type plans where you get stuff delivered right to your door. I know I have friends that use like high-end clothing rental. Well, we're all staying inside right now. Maybe you don't need to be wearing designer clothes when you're, you know, walking around your kitchen right now. That would be a good one to pause. Maybe you have multiple streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, whatever it may be. Maybe you have some luxury items like a cleaning lady or something like that that you can just put on pause right now. You'll be at home. Maybe you have more time to clean because you're not doing as much like out and about type stuff. So I'd really urge you first and foremost to look at your spending habits, look at your budget, see what you can tighten up, right now. What I'd also do, I know Karin and I have been getting a lot of calls about this. Look at your 401k or how you're currently invested. We have been getting lots of calls from people saying, I want to stop putting money into my 401k right now. I'm just too scared of the market. I want to save my money. I know cash is going to be safe. It's going to be there. That is not the right thing to do right now. If you think about it, your 401k, this is a retirement account for you. If you're younger, you've got many, many, 10, 20, maybe even 30 years for this money to be invested. And quite honestly, this is the time where you should be taking the most advantage. You should be excited about this time in the market because you're able to buy in when the market is on sale right now. So you're able to put your money in and it's then gets invested at really low prices. And then when the market does come back, which it will, we just don't know when, you'll be able to participate in that. Now is not the time to stop. If anything, what we tell people when they call is if you can, we know we just talked about, you know, looking through your budget, seeing what you can cut out, but if you can, now is actually the time to increase the amount you're putting in. And in a 401k, you're not going to be taking that money out in the next year or so for the majority of you, right? So you actually want the market to be at lower levels right now simply because you get to buy at those lower prices. Another important thing to do right now is go through your financial plan. This is the time, if you've built a financial plan and you're working with a financial advisor, now is that time to review your plan. Make sure that your goals are up to date. Make sure that you've had that conversation with your financial advisor about how you feel about risk. Now is not the time to be changing your risk level. Now is not the time to say, I want to go 100% into cash. I want to go super conservative. Now is the time to make sure that you and your advisor understand where you are as far as a comfort level for risk. We really notice that fear and emotional decisions on investing take hold right now. And usually those do not work out the best for people. You know, it's really scary seeing the market going down really big point drops, right? But it's at that time when it's so important to be working with somebody who eats, breathes, and sleeps financial planning and in the market because they have the expertise and the experience to say, you know what? I know this is a scary time, but we just need to hold on together and get through this because I know your goals, I know your time frame, and you're going to be okay getting through this. So it's really not the time to be making drastic changes to how you're currently invested. Now, again, your situation may be, you know, somewhat unique, so talk with your advisor on that, but from just a broad perspective, it's really not the time to be doing that. I also think, I mean, we're all working from home right now. I mean, pretty much the entire country is working from home right now. And now, if you haven't already, is the time to really learn how to use all those resources of whatever financial system or company you're working with. So whether that is, you know, getting your statements via e-delivery or emailed to you so you don't have to get them mailed because, you know, post office is a little slow right now. Maybe it's using mobile deposits, using your cell phone and taking pictures of checks and depositing it that way. These are all some, you know, really great technologies that have come out and people use them all the time. They're very secure for the most part. People just maybe haven't been forced to use them. Well, now's the time to learn and to use them, because you can't just go and walk into the bank right now and deposit a check and talk with a teller. Like, that's just not something that you're able to do, or it might not even be safe from a health perspective. So I'd really urge you to kind of dig into those resources. Also, make sure you have those right passwords set up. Make sure you're changing your passwords. We all have way too many passwords. Nobody needs more passwords in life. But if you're anything like the average American out there, you're not changing them enough. And so just make sure, you know, maybe now if you have a little extra time on your hands, you can go through and update, change all your passwords, making sure that you're doing and kind of staying on top of any kind of cybersecurity threat that may be out there. And also know how you're invested. This is something where we also get a lot of calls, where we get calls of people saying, oh my gosh, I just heard about XYZ company or ABC company. And I just wanted to make sure I'm either invested in it or not invested in it. And it's urge the people that we work with, and I urge you to talk with whomever you're working with for your investments, to really dig in, know how you're invested. Now, this is especially true if you're invested in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, where it might not be quite as obvious. You know, if you're buying a stock, you're going to know, oh, I'm buying this company. If you're buying a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund, it's going to be much more buried in there. And so I'd really urge you to take some time and find out how you're invested. Find out, am I really heavily invested in one area over another? And is this where I want to be right now? And so I think kind of getting your hands handle around these different things will hopefully give you a better, you'll just maybe feel a little bit more in control of your finances when you've lost some of this control right now. Okay, another thing to do, and maybe not on the face value of this, doesn't necessarily seem financial, but go through your clutter. So I'm sitting in our basement right now and looking around and thinking, ooh, we gotta go through some of this clutter here too. But clutter can, a couple things, can really weigh on a person, okay? I mean, it just is, if you have a cluttered, what they say, if you have a cluttered house, you'll have a cluttered mind, and that can lead, it's a stressful time right now. We want to do whatever we can to reduce stress in our lives. And so if you have some extra time, go through, see, is there anything you aren't using? Can you donate it? Can you get rid of it? Or, tying into the financial aspect now, can you sell it? Is there anything, maybe you're not able to physically sell it right now, but you can, you know, kind of put it over in an area, know that when things open back up, maybe you check out Craigslist or a Facebook marketplace or eBay or whatever works for you, and see, maybe you can actually make some money off of things that you're not using anymore. That's just collecting dust. And it can also be giving you a nice, healthy mental boost. And so using some of these techniques where you're going through your budget, you're knowing how you're invested, what you're invested in, and kind of going through some of the clutter, hopefully that can give you some feeling of peace of mind, or at least some aspect of control back in your life. One of the most important things to just keep in mind is that when we have large pullbacks in the market, like what we're experiencing right now, this is when actually you can make the most money. It's the most scary and you're taking the most risk, but that's where there's the potential for the most return. So I really would urge all of you to take a deep breath. Work with professionals right now. This is truly the time when you can take advantage of their expertise and really their skill base, their knowledge and experience through different pullbacks that they've worked through. And with that, I hope you all just stay safe and healthy and try to stay happy. And we're all going to get through this together. and just keep on smiling. Have a great day.